You are listening to The Pilgrim on the 405 with Will Crist. Join him as he and his guests discover how businesses thrive in California.
Well, welcome to The Pilgrim on the 405. We've got a wonderful conversation ahead of us today with Chris Richardson. And he's got an interesting story. He's now part of one of the largest and most successful real estate companies in Southern California. So welcome, Chris.
Thank you, Will. Happy to be with you today.
We're going to have a great conversation about residential real estate, and then I also want to talk a little bit about commercial real estate. So tell us a little bit about what you've been doing in residential real estate.
In general or during these times that we're in today?
Well, I think the most important and most interesting is today.
Yeah. I guess, each week has been, its own adventure, I guess I would say. I mean, the first couple of weeks, there was just so much information coming at us, and a lot of legal documents changing and information from California Association of Realtors and from our risk management attorney, and trying to really figure out, okay, how are we going to be able to hopefully do business, albeit in a different way than we were before. But so there was, there was that kind of head spinning for 2 weeks, and it was a little bit of a stability, and then things quickly change again. So it's been, I think the biggest challenge has been, there's been so much time and effort spent to understand really the changing legal parameters in terms of, how are we able to interact and do our business? And so that's been probably one of the biggest challenges, and, adapting to doing business remotely and virtually in some cases, that wasn't that difficult. We had technologies like Zoom. We were using those. We're certainly using them more today. We have, e-signature. We have virtual tours of property. So we're just probably turning the dial and using those more. But really, the time-consuming and the biggest facet was the legal side and sifting through that and understanding it and understanding how that impacts our day-to-day operations.
What were two or three of the major legal constraints that came in?
Well, the biggest one has been, the orders, the shelter in place or stay at home orders, and, both from, I guess, all three, federal, state, and local, and trying to figure out, which one are we to follow, and what specifically is their language, and then in turn, how does that allow us to do and conduct and transact business?
Basically, can we show a house or not?
Exactly. Yeah. That's a specific example and probably one of the most important. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm, referring to.
Well, I have been just continue to be amazed at how in a short period of time, a lot of organizations have put together a flawless, for me, it's flawless. I mean, I just, before we got on the show today, I got on my Wells Fargo said, you're now ready to submit your application for the CARES Act. Mm-hmm. In 10 minutes, it was done. Documentation, upload it, DocuSign, it was all there. It was so simple. Yeah. Now, why haven't we been able to do that before?
All that technology has been there, and we in our industry, we've been using that DocuSign, and is one brand or software that we use. There's others out there, but so that's what I was referring to. That a lot of the ways that we're doing business remotely or virtually, those were in place, and we were using them. We're just using them at a much higher level or proportion of the way that we're conducting business today, as a result of COVID.
Would you agree with me that because of the constraints, people who otherwise would have said, nah, I really don't like, I'm really not an online guy. Now it's, you want to do business, you got to perfect it. You got to make it work.
100%. I mean, I think it's like, when we get the new iPhone, we probably are using it at 5 or 10% capacity, just because we use the parts of it that we know how to use, and so the adoption of the new pieces you know, that could be, you can put that off. Well, now you can't put that off. So I think you're seeing the adoption rate of a lot of this stuff was compressed, sped up, and increased. And people, I mean, that's the only way we can do business now. So they really have had no choice.
And also that's right. You have no choice. And it also means that institutions are under the gun because there's not an alternative. We're in the process of refinancing because the rates are so low. So the difference between one company and another company in terms of their facility in being able to use online documentation, online processing, huge difference. And my wife is not one who's going to stick around and mess around with something that's not working. So there are people who've lost our business because their online program just didn't work. Their platform was not perfected.
No, that's true. I think another aspect of that too is that I think the companies that are, you know, being flexible and working with their clients and customers are the ones who are going to come out of this, you know, with deeper connections to their clientele. You know, I've heard stories of some vendors that are being real rigid with a whole host of things with their clients. And I know a lot of those clients are just saying, well, I'm going to go, you know, I'll go somewhere else. Like you're kind of like you're saying. And so, you know, we've really tried to promote, I mean, our business is so relationship centric. You know, it's certainly there are transactional things about it, but I think the real professionals in the business that, you know, do a lot of business and are highly respected and have a lot of referral business, they build relationships with their clients. And so I think right now it's all about, you know, first of all, being in touch, being of service to your client, you know, and whatever that might be, it might not even, you might be helping them with something other than real estate. I have a client right now that has a commercial property for sale, and he is with a bank that wasn't set up to provide the CARES loan. So I started sending him a bunch of information about what I was getting from our bank. And so just trying to, you know, think about how can I help people, I think is an important thing right now, because we are all in this together, as all the messaging has set out there. We really are. And I think the way to get through it is to work together, you know, and find creative, flexible solutions to get from, you know, stay at home to starting to come out of this in some form or fashion to hopefully, you know, fully out of it at some point.
Well, Lisa, do you think that we have learned anything, or that we are learning that we are all together, not only in this, but in this thing called life, that we're all into it? We're all in it together.
Yeah, I hope so. And I think so. I mean, I think that I think there's going to be a lot of silver linings that come out of this. I mean, obviously it's a horrific thing that we're all going through, and it's been very trying. I know this week seemed like a bit of a different tone in the people that have friends and family and clients that I'm talking to. It's like, okay, we made it through, say, 3 weeks or four, depending on where you're at and when the shelter in place went into effect. And it's like we're moving into, you know, fourth or maybe close to the fifth week, and we don't totally have a clear roadmap of how we're going to start to come out of it. And I think that's really starting to affect people. And so I know that didn't totally answer your question, but yeah, I think there'll be some silver linings. And I hope one is that we, you know, are reinforced to really, you know, find creative ways to work together and help people through situations that are unexpected and unforeseen.
Well, one of the things that's been very, very clear to me is I'm with you about, you know, business is done around relationships. And the people who are good at building relationships are people who can be more successful in business. And, you know, it's not as simple as, you know, when you learn to fake it, you can make a lot of success. You really have to be authentic in all of this. And one of my clients yesterday was saying, you know, we're getting ready for our meeting tomorrow. We teach them how to have a weekly, what we call an L10 meeting, where their leadership team is together. And he said, you know, but we've got this real issue that people have been talking about on the leadership team, and I don't know how to bring it up because we're all going to be remote. And my comment to him was, this is the learning. You where before you could use Zoom or any other communication like that as an alternative, thinking, yeah, but we'll do the real stuff when we're together face to face. You have to do the real stuff now, and you have to learn how to relate through this communication platform. And I think that's a major learning that we're going to have. And then, to me, I don't know how many people were comfortable with Zoom or other platforms like it, but I think we're going to have 85 to 90% of the people are going to see Zoom as just another telephone call, but we've got the addition of video.
Yeah, and we have, I agree with you totally. For instance, what we have weekly meetings with our teams, and typically they're in person in our offices, mm-hmm. and we call them networking meetings, and we get together and share information and talk about, you know, new properties and clients we're working with and try and get that information to everybody. And in our Manhattan Beach operation, we usually have, I don't know, 35 or 40 people at those meetings. Well, on the Zoom call, we're probably averaging 70 or 75.
Yeah.
And it's obviously it's not in person and it's different. However, you are still able to connect and make connections and, you know, see the nonverbal communication. And so it's gets you fairly close. And, you know, I think that's for us will be one of those silver linings. It'll probably be a method that we use going forward. We'll go back to having the meetings too, mm-hmm. but I think maybe every other meeting we'll do through Zoom because it allows another 10 or 15 people to join, and you know, it takes some pressure off of getting ready and driving to the office. So yeah, I think we're going to all, the term new normal, I know it is probably overdone and stuff, but there's the normal coming out of this is going to be different. That's for sure. And some of it will maybe better.
Well, one of the things that has been impressive to me is around all around the world, people are commenting with all the stay at home, pollution has dropped dramatically. All right. Now, when we get back to being out and about, if we can continue just doing what you're doing every other week, people don't have to drive into the office. They can simply do the meeting from wherever they are. If I were dreaming about it, I would think Mother Nature is saying, "Hey, you guys can't take care of the green issue. Let me help you. Let me just give you a little help here." But yeah, I think it's amazing.
And on that, to tie into that too, I think it's like, you know, the pace of the, at least from my perspective, and I would suspect a lot of the listeners would agree with this. It just seemed like the pace of life and the pace of business and everything was just going faster and faster and faster and faster, which was great. The economy mm-hmm. was right. firing. And so, you know, and I like that, but it was, you know, if it was an RPM meter, it was probably close to redlining, and now it's really slowed. Uh-huh. We're still doing a lot of business and doing things that we can. Fortunately for our industry, I know there's a lot of industries like retail and restaurant and hospitality that are getting hit really hard. And I have yes. a lot of friends in those industries, and I just feel for them. But you know, this has slowed us down a little bit, and to kind of take a breath to your point, and there's yeah. another silver lining maybe that'll come out of it.
I don't know about you, but I'm having time to do baking because my wife is, you know, she has her business online as well. And, so it's like, I'm going to do some baking because I have the time. I have time to clean out the silverware drawer, which was never going to happen, but I feel so much better now. That,
yeah.
But how can I do that? Because I can take 30 minutes
yep.
and go do it. And I'm not under the, you got to be doing. There's something yeah. changing there.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, let me ask you about I was talking to a fellow up in Santa Clara yesterday. They invest in, they've invested in maybe 100 companies, and we were talking about what kind of effect this discovery that we can work very effectively from home. And I've been impressed with the quality of people around. You know, I'm talking to them at home, but it's as if they were right in the office.
Yeah.
And they can they on a dime, they can ship the information that I need. They have access to it. And so we were just contemplating, what's that going to mean to the commercial real estate business as leases come up? Do we really need 15,000 square feet, or what do we need? What are you thinking?
Well, I think I don't have any concrete data, and I'm sure there'll be models run on it and that sort of stuff. However, just, you know, gut feel is that I agree with you. I think that, you know, I think this people are going to realize that they can do a vast majority of what they need to do in their position from home or remotely. So maybe it ends up looking like what I described with our office meeting every other week. Maybe instead of going to the office 5 days a week, they're going in 3 days a week or something. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe there's a hybrid. So I think that that will have an impact on commercial real estate and leases, and companies will probably start to take a harder look at, you know, the footage that they have, and do they really need that amount going forward? Some companies, the answer will be yes, and some will be a hybrid, and some will be no. So I think it's hard to just generalize and say that, you know, across the board, but I think I certainly know there will be an effect. And I think that, you know, to what you're talking about, that there will, a lot of companies will probably contract some of their lease footage and space that they're in, because they're, you know, some of their employees can work from home and be as efficient or maybe even more efficient.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that's really on my mind is what kind of productivity gains are we going to have in this? I mean, it's a learning. I know for us, I mean, there's 20. I'm an entrepreneurial operating system implementer, and there's 20 of us around in Southern California, and so we recognize that our mission is to help businesses thrive, help business leaders get what they want from their business. And, you know, it's not so much as building up our own business as it is helping other businesses. And so as we begin to work together because we can't get together, we're finding a lot of ways that technology is making a huge difference for us in terms of access to people, access to data, to resources, and then access to people, which otherwise very difficult to talk with folks.
Yeah, I'm involved in a real estate startup called Realm. Julie and Matt Foppel are the founders. They own a fantastic brokerage in Jackson Hole Real Estate, in Jackson Hole, and it's called Jackson Hole Real Estate Associates. And basically, the premise for this Realm platform is it's a technology where you have the best real estate professionals, the ones operating at the top level, from around the world. They're in this platform. They have their clientele's database in there, and the machine learning and the technology starts to make connections and say, hey, Julie, your client so-and-so might have interest in Chris's listing because of these reasons. And then it makes a connection between us. It doesn't tell us who the client is or anything. It tells Julie who it is, but that example. So it's a really innovative technology, and it was built by people in the business. So it's informed by people that are working with clients every day. And another benefit of it is that we have a weekly call with these agents from around the nation, and we're connecting and we're talking about, you know, we have a top agent, David Kornmeyer, in Manhattan, and he's telling us what's going on in Manhattan. We have Gary Gold on the phone, who's a top agent in Beverly Hills, and he's giving us his insight and perspective, and we're collaborating and connecting in a way that we never have before, and building relationships with like-minded professionals. And, you know, you can just imagine what kind of business that will lead to. So again, there's just so many things, and that technology was being built well in advance of COVID hitting, but even through that, it's flourishing, and it's because we're connecting these people in a way where we can really share information. And so there's been some really interesting facets of how we're doing business now, and that's one example that your comment made me think of.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a big reset. I don't know about you, but when I started off whenever, whatever you want to think about is starting after college, after graduate school, you know, different businesses. But whenever there's this starting off, then there's a lot of running around looking, and you have to be innovative and creative, and you have to do a lot of different things, and because you don't have the patterns. And I think this is a big reset. This mm-hmm. is a starting off. And there's, you can think about the restaurants. I mean, it's not that we're not going to have restaurants. We may not have those restaurants, but you know that as soon as we're open to go back to restaurants, there are going to be people, and it may be starting off with the carts on the street, but there are going to be restaurateurs yeah. out there doing their stuff. And,
yeah.
and they got to find, they're going to find different ways of doing it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's true for all of us, that that we're finding new ways to do the things that are important to us, to get what we want. And a lot of that is how to relate.
Well, one thing that I'm always, I don't think impressed by, but I'm just, it just is so awesome to see how entrepreneurs innovate and how they adapt when they're dealt or thrown a curveball. They find a way to reinvent or to tweak or to augment or whatever, but they find a way. And I mean, that's where, you know, it's fun to see how we're starting, I think, to get to that point where we're talking about coming out and lessening the restrictions. And that's where I think this creativity, certainly there's been creativity in maintaining mm-hmm. businesses and weathering the storm, but I think we'll see a lot of creativity and ingenuity, and that'll be cool. And it'll be different, but people are going to figure out, entrepreneurs are going to find a way to make it work.
Yeah. Yeah. And technology is right front and center.
Yeah.
Right front and center with all of that. I mean, I saw one the other day on the news that said, having trouble filing your unemployment, use this app. And in the way that they showed it, I mean, like, takes care of all the issues are right there. People are looking to make it simpler, make it faster, make it more efficient, more effective, not us being faster, but yeah. turning that over to the technology. So, I mean, that's what you're doing. I mean, how much money and how much travel would it take for you to build those relationships with those world-class realtors around the country?
Oh, immense, and a ton of time. I mean, it would almost be, you know, close to a full-time job to probably do that. And now we have through Realm, we have a platform and a network to do it weekly.
Then you don't even have to pay $15,000 a month for an office.
No, and we don't. Yeah, and we can do it from our house, you know, on Zoom. So, yeah, it's great.
It's amazing, just amazing. So what else can you see in the next 6 to 12 months that is exciting and worth talking about?
I'm an eternal optimist. I see us coming out of this with some momentum. I just do. You know, we have had the benefit of having a gentleman named Chris Thornburg from Beacon Economics, who's based in Orange County, speak to the Central Coast each year. He does a Central Coast economic forecast in November. He was here this past November in 2019, and he has spoken on a couple calls I've been on, and given us some good insight as to how he perceives the recovery. And I personally subscribe to it in that we're, you know, when we went into this, we were in an unbelievably strong economy. And so the fundamentals were strong going in, which was great. And I just believe that we're, you know, there's going to be I said this to a friend earlier today, and they laughed at it and liked it and said, there's going to be a purging of the pipes when mm-hmm. we turn it back on. And I know that, but I'm just a believer. And maybe it goes back to the conversation we just had about the ingenuity and the creativity and the nimbleness mm-hmm. that business people and entrepreneurs have, and how people are going to reinvent themselves coming out of this. And I'm just a firm believer that we're going to come out strong. I mean,
people
want to get back, like you said, they want to get back and have a meal with some friends and cheers and and that sort of stuff, and take trips, and yeah, it's going to be different, and there'll be a you know, a ramp up, but I just am a believer that we're going to get momentum coming out of it and be in a good place, hopefully. And
well, and I want to just applaud Californians. You know, we flattened the curve. I mean, one can look out and say, ah, well, you know, it wasn't a big thing anyway. Look, we didn't, you know, like, I think there may be 10 or 12 people who have died in Orange County. So it wasn't a big thing. I don't think that's true at all. I think we took it seriously, and I think we flattened the curve. And I think we need to applaud, you know, give ourselves some credit for that. And I also think that we're going to come out of it faster because that's who we are.
Yep. Yeah, and I hope, and I think that it's happening, that I think it's really critical that the, you know, the medical and the government, that they get the input from the business community, whether it's at a city or a county or a state or a federal level. And it appears from what we see in the news and read that is happening. I think in some places it could happen more, and there won't be a perfect scenario, but I just think it, you know. For instance, I have a client and a friend who owns a handful, kind of a restaurant portfolio, and you know, he was saying, you know, if they tell us we can only operate at 50%, we just won't open because we can't make it work at 50%.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where I think
we can't make it work under 50% in the old model.
Yeah, that's true. That's right. True. Well, I'm just. That this operator is telling me, if they tell us we can only occupy at 50%, then it, you know, we might make the decision not to. So the point being is that I think it's important to get the business community with the government and the medical side, so that there's just good discussion and hopefully, you know, compromise that will work for all sides.
Well, I agree with you that there's got to be the communication, but what I think is there is. Somebody says we can't work under this constraint, then don't go find something else, mm-hmm. because the people who can work under those constraints will.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't disagree with that.
And I think that's what I find most creative. My clients, it's amazing to me. They were just clunking along doing very, very well. But when this hit, it really began to demonstrate how they got to be doing well. Because they took the constraints and began. One group said half of the people are coming in one day and the other half stay at home. And they just rotated. That was one way to solve it for them. Others said, we're an essential business, so we have to learn how to operate at 6 feet apiece, mm-hmm. apart. And it, to me, it's something like this that really demonstrates the creativity and the innovation that's just part of California.
Yep, I agree.
And you know, it's not as simple as we just pick up and move to Texas or Nevada or this is a very creative place, and that's exciting to me.
Yeah, I agree.
So how do you see your business in real estate the next 6 to 12 months? Getting bigger, getting smaller, staying the same?
Well, we're adding, you know, new real estate professionals at both of our companies, on the Central Coast and in the South Bay. We were able to not have any layoffs. We just, you know, we made some cuts. We worked with vendors and landlords where we could. So we, you know, that was sort of that defensive work that we were all in the first couple of weeks. You know, I'm pleased and proud of that. And we're entrenched in our communities. I mean, in our business, like we talked about earlier, and like many businesses, it's so relationship centric and community centric that we're just trying to let the communities and the clients that we serve, that we work with, know that we're here to serve them through this time and help them. And it may not, and most of the times right now, it doesn't have anything to do with real estate. So I think that's been our focus, and we are trying to kind of flip the switch and look a little more in an offensive manner, let's say, you know, or switching from a defense to offense to kind of figure out, okay, how can we come out of this and hit the ground running? And a lot of it is what we talked about already. A lot of these tools that we're using have made us, I think, more efficient. And mm-hmm. so I think that in and of itself will help us. And just being out there and engaged with the community and our clients will position us. So the future, I think, is bright, and we're excited. I think that I'm just optimistic that, you know, like we talked about earlier, that the economy will start to turn back on and will ramp back up because of the fundamentals and the momentum that we had coming into this situation. So
you said that you guys were spending a lot of time with people doing things that didn't have to do with real estate. Wouldn't it be wonderful if one of the learnings coming out of this is for all of us that it's not always a matter of our business, it's a matter of relationship. And totally. Whatever people need, at least we can understand it and listen and recognize it. And relationship, to me, is more important than any of the business. Business is almost an afterthought.
I heard a great line yesterday: service over sales. And I think that's, you know, at this time and beyond, I think that's really important. I mean, you know, being of service and being there to help and whatever, you know, the clientele or the contact mm-hmm. needs, is that's where you really build a relationship. And then, of course, you know, for us, it's real estate. When they have a real estate need, then if you've built that, you know, level of service sure. and you've been there for them, they're going to call you.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Well, it's been wonderful, Chris. I really appreciate you taking the time to be with us. What would you like to say to folks?
Wow, that's a big question. I just think keep the faith. We're, like we talked about, we are all figuring this out, you know, and in some form or fashion together. And the ingenuity and the creativity that we talk so much about today, I think that will prevail, and that's what I'm going to bet on, and that's how I see the future. And I think the future is in the near term, and hopefully long term, is really bright. So
good. If somebody wanted to get in touch with you, how would they do that?
They can call, email, or text. I don't know, should I give my emails and phone numbers or our website?
Only if you want people to talk with you.
Yeah, I'm happy to. Our email is, or let me give you our website. Strandhill.com is our real estate brokerage in the South Bay, Manhattan, and Hermosa Beach. Strandhill.com. And then on the Central Coast, San Luis Obispo County, our company is called Richardson Properties. And that website address is richardsonproperties.com. I'm on there. My email's on there, my cell phone's on there, and I'm here to serve.
Great. Well, it's been wonderful talking with you. And you know, this is just one more example of how, even in the midst of these constrained circumstances, businesses in California can thrive. So it's been great to be with you, Chris. Thank you.
Thank you.
You are listening to The Pilgrim on the 405 with Will Crist. Join him as he and his guests discover how businesses thrive in California.